Nancy Lambert, Possum Carer. Welcome to 4ZZZ.
Nice to be here.
So how long have you actually been caring for possums?
Oh, must be about 6 years now. It started off with general caring, a lot of birds and various other things as they came along. But I've found it easier to specialise on ringtails because it means you don't have to have a lot of different sets of equipment and you can do it on a large scale rather than one here and one there.
What concerns you most about possums? As in, like, we see too many possums obviously killed or injured at the side of the road.
Well, that's something that we can do very little about, but one of the major issues is, of course, the cats, because we get so many horrendous injuries caused by domestic cats that it sometimes gets you down, really, when you get yet another tiny baby with its leg bitten off or partially disemboweled by the cat.
When I was talking to you a while ago here, you were saying that people could actually like take some steps towards helping when you see possums that are injured at the side of the road, perhaps, or perhaps a possum that's been injured by a cat in your own yard. So what would be the first thing that you'd do?
Well, the first thing you do is check if it's a male or a female, and if it's a female, you check the pouch. If there are babies in the pouch, you can put your hand on it and you'll usually feel some kind of movement if they're very little. You can't just pull them straight out of the pouch because if they're very tiny, their mouths are held on by a sort of fusion onto the nipple. So what you have to do is carefully ease it out and cut the nipple off where it joins the body. It sounds horrendous, but it's really just like Glad Wrap. And the minute you nick it, the air sort of goes in and releases the suction. That is, of course, best left to someone who knows what they're doing, but this is not always possible. And it's better to try and save the baby. If you can, pick up mother, baby and all and take it to the nearest capable person. But that's what you have to do if you have to get the baby out of the pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, of course, if it's roadkill, you don't want it in your car. Let's be basic here. But trying to save the babies is good. Keep them warm. And the best way to do that in an emergency is wrap it up in something and shove it in your shirt, which doesn't please a lot of people either, but it's a good emergency measure.
And where do you go from there?
Well, you ring one of several bodies. There are quite a few people doing this kind of work, accredited organisations, or you can just ring Parks and Wildlife, or you can ring the RSPCA. They usually have a list of carers that they will give you, and you can ring around and find the nearest one to you. Sometimes this does take a bit of time, because, you know, someone mightn't be home and someone mightn't have a vacancy. Speaking for myself, I've had up to 23 babies at a time, and you don't sort of, there's a limit where one more even can't be fitted in. But persevere if you find something like that, and someone will help you out.
Your time's very precious because you spend, well, you've got your own life to lead, but also you're collecting lots of leaves to feed your possums. So you really don't want people phoning you when they've got a possum that's terminal or dead?
I don't really mind. I figure that if they're kind enough to take the trouble, it's no real harm for me to talk to them. And if you talk to them, you can usually tell if the possum is terminal. I mean, short of having something obvious, there are various signs you look for. And or if it's not terminal, you can tell whether it just needs like to be kept warm until the morning. You know, with a bit of experience and using your brains, you can sort of usually work it out with people. I've rushed out in the middle of the night to get an injured possum down from Parks Road at Milton. But there were a couple of students on a night out, and I did think that if they could stop their night out to help an injured possum, didn't hurt me to go dashing out to help them.
Once you've actually got your possum here, what sort of care do you tend to give them?
The first thing is we use bark flower remedies. We use the rescue remedy, which is, let's say, a sedative. And that is quite stunningly efficient. We use that on all animals, birds, possums, the lot. And it works very well. That's step one. That sort of sedates them, takes away the shock. Then, barring any obvious injuries, keep them warm and in the dark. If there's an obvious injury, Sometimes you have to bath the possum. This can be tricky. But minor veterinary care, if it's urgent veterinary care, there's an animal emergency centre at Bowen Hills. That's for something you can't handle yourself. But when you've been in it a while, you get pretty good at the running repairs, short of stitching things up.
Mm-hmm.
But warmth, rescue remedy, if they're dehydrated, you know, because maybe sometimes they've been injured for a long time and couldn't get food, well, we used to give them electrolytes, which, to do justice to the possum, they realise they need and drink quite willingly. So that's sort of basic care.
Mm-hmm. But that's the sort of thing that's left to someone who really is informed and knows what they're doing. You shouldn't attempt to do that sort of thing at home. Really,
no, you shouldn't, because handling an animal, even when they're almost dead, they will still try and take a piece of you. You've got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, it's not much good for you and not much good for the possum. Particularly brush tails, who have claws like razor blades.
How old's the oldest possum that you've cared for?
It's very hard to tell age. Ringtails live approximately 5 years. And brush tails, I'm not quite sure, but probably, you know, a couple of years on from that. Like human beings, if they're in optimum circumstances, they would naturally live longer. But the suburbs are pretty hazardous, what with cars, cats, dogs, and no homes.
Yeah.
I've had ringtail possums have a habit of, when they're dying, when they feel they're dying, they go down to the ground and look for a quiet corner to do it in. It's obviously ringtail good manners. You know, you don't die in the dray sort of thing. And I've had lots of people bring in this poor little possum, which one look at its pouch, if it's a female, can tell you it's been around a long time. All you need to do with that is just keep it warm and let her die in peace. That doesn't mean they don't want to eat. They'll eat a good meal and then die. Same with brush tails.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a poor ringtail from West End that somebody had obviously hit with a shovel and got it on an angle, and there was the most horrendous gash down one side of its head going across the throat and the chest, and it had been surviving for some time because the whole thing was gangrenous and he was in the last stages. That was very distressing. But these are the sort of things that you can't do anything about. All you can do is try and remedy what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, you couldn't remedy.
So what are the things people can do at home if they wanted to favour the possums in their area?
What they can do is avoid cutting every last green thing out of their yard and planting 6 palm trees. That doesn't help anybody. There's plenty of native vegetation which is attractive and will be a fodder tree for possums, and or shelter tree. That's important too. The obvious thing is, of course, the lily pillies, and we've got a bewildering variety of lily pillies, so you could have quite an interesting backyard with different varieties of lily pillies, none of which grow to some do, but very few grow to extreme sizes. The cats are the biggest problem. If you can plant a few trees with prickles on for the birds to nest in, that helps too.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as possums go, food's priority and shelter is priority.
But there's no need to hack down all your exotic trees either. You were saying that mango trees are actually good for them.
Mango trees are marvellous. Yeah, marvellous. Not only possums, but little frogs love mango trees. And mango trees provide a lot of food and a lot of shelter for a lot of our little native animals. And for us.
Uh-huh. And nesting boxes?
Nesting boxes are a great idea if you've got the right sort of tree to put them in. They do prefer them facing, say, northeast. It must be because the weather is good that way. But there are some really cheap ones available, and also there are people who'll help you put them up for a very, very small fee. And that is very nice to have your own resident population.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying possum boxes, possums like to have an entrance but also an exit hole at the back.
Yes, yes, particularly ringtails. Because they're unfortunate in that just about everything eats ringtails, and ringtails don't eat anyone. The brushtails are omnivorous, and they're big enough to put up a fight, but the poor little ringies can't do much except run. So if the snake comes in the front door, it's really good to have a back door.
Uh-huh. Just last night, you lost one young possum that you've been caring for.
Mm.
So how do you get consolation then over the ones that you lose?
Well, you know you've done the very best, and you know that you didn't let it suffer. That's really all you can. Of course it hurts. It never stops hurting, you know, when you lose one. But you don't really get used to it. You just accept it. It gives you a whole new perspective on life and death, really. You realise that just doing the best with what you've got is all anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it goes. A good carer will still lose them. It's not something that just being a good carer stops. You just do your best. But there are tricks, of course, to any trade.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn these as you go along.
Yeah.
Reading everything you can lay your hands on is a good idea, because you pick up hints everywhere. There's various publications. There's one here called Caring for Possums. You get that at, I think the ABC shop had that. It's by Barbara Smith. And that's a very comprehensive, informative book for anyone who would like to know more about possums.
And that's by Barbara Smith on Kangaroo Press.
Yeah.
Fine. And would you actually seek out people who can give you training on how to care for animals?
That's difficult. Like doing a course in vet nursing is one thing. Caring for wildlife involves so many different facets, it would be hard to sort of pin that down. Each little animal has its own, I don't know how to quite put it, own do's and don'ts, you know, because while you can give them a bunch of leaves, they mightn't eat any of them. They might eat one lot out of that, and then they mightn't eat that in March if they eat it in December. So this is where experience tells. It's not something you can write down in a book. Teaching by example is really the only way to go. The one thing you can do is avoid too much feeding of possums, unless you're prepared to stay in the same place for an indefinite length of time and not cut your trees down or anything like that, because it accustoms them to one area to a rather unnecessary degree, particularly brush tails. And if they're deprived of that, say you sell your house because you've got to go somewhere else, it causes a lot of distress. Random feeding here and there, sure. If you want to leave a little bit of something out, a dish of dry rolled oats is great. They love that. And it tops them up if they're starving. But any more than that isn't really a great idea unless you're prepared to take the responsibility that goes with it.
What would be the local telephone numbers that people would call if they did happen upon an injured possum?
Well, I can give you the number of our organisation, which is 3202 8648, 3202 8648. I work with a group called Australian Fawn Award. There are others. I don't have their number, but there's a group called ONAR, there's a group called Noah's Ark, there's... offhand, I can't quite remember. There's Wild Rescue, I think. They tend to be more further out Mount Tambourine way. But ringing Parks and Wildlife at Moggill is probably the easiest thing. They'll give you a series of numbers and you can sort of just keep trying till you get one. Unfortunately, we can't do much more than this, because unless you put a separate entry in the phone book, which is a good idea, except for the fact they've got to know your name before they can look you up in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the official bodies is probably the easiest. We do a regular run at the RSPCA, and we pick up every day of the week whatever's come in the native wildlife. So they're always well cared for there. We've been working in conjunction with the RSPCA for some time, and they bend over backwards to try and help us, and of course we do the same for them.
Nancy Lambert, thank you very much, and I hope that people keep an eye out for possums in the first place, because they must have some of the worst road sense in the animal kingdom.
Well, like any animal, when they want to go, they go.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, they shouldn't.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nancy.
That's a pleasure.
See you soon.